I am Daniel Gish.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bonantoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, people. Let's talk about food. Sauce Chefy.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm busy, like you, Chefy.
Yeah. Yes. You to me this week, eh?
Yes, I make the unbelievable. This has been a long time. This is my dream, Chefy. So I make it for 2 days. You know, that's, we are talking about our achievements of Food 101, our milestones, because of Food 101, last year we got our 1 million downloads. Another milestone, we got our listen score of 41, and we are belong to 1.5 popular show globally. And another milestones that we are talking about, Shafi.
Well, we're talking about the Food 101 merchandise.
Yay! Bam, 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 bam. We're having a Food 101 merchandise, people, available on Etsy and Shopify. Soon to available on Walmart and eBay. But if you are interested to our merchandise, please do check our officially website, Shopify. I'm gonna share the link on our this episode, our Shopify website and Etsy website. But if you are looking to our official website, food101.ca or www.food101.ca, I'm gonna share there our officially website for our merchandise.
Fantastic.
It is exciting, Shafi, because this is my dream long time. this is my dream.
I know, you guys gotta understand, and Daniel put lots of time on it, okay? He's just spent lots of time, more time. I'm just, you know, come here talk about food, but he's the one, the mind, you know, and he's the one working around all this project, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm so blessed that I have a partner like Chef Alessandro, because he's sharing all the knowledge about food, and we're working together to bring you all the milestones of Food 101, just like our merchandise, people. So are you want to have, or if you want to avail our Ascent coffee mug, 11 ounce. Let's see inside. It is 11.82 Canadian dollar. See, you can choose lots of colors. They are blue, red, and I think there's how many colors? Blue, red, and pink. Oh, that's good for your wife, Shafi.
Yeah.
The pink one. So, well, having this merchandise, people, Chef and I are so grateful, because this is our goal to Food 101 to be expanded, because we are always saying that our podcast is bigger,
better, and bolder.
Yay! So let's see, Chef, what inside of our Food 101 merchandise. People, yeah, let's take a look, Chefy, and don't laugh.
No. Not really laughed before.
We always laugh. We always laugh, people. That's why we have a comment on our Apple comment that this podcast, we always laugh, because laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, why if you don't laugh, what's the fun?
Yes. Know? That's why, Chef,
you know, it's gonna be boring. Listen, we laugh, we have fun, you know, we talking about, you know, and just, you know, easy life, you know.
Yes,
we have very busy days every day, you know, working in the kitchen. So for us to come here and talking with you guys, and you know, and talk about food, and actually make us relax a little bit, make us feel a little bit, you know, happy, and you know, enjoy, and make some joke and laughing about it, you know. Sometimes, you know, people have to understand, you know, working in a kitchen, it's very, it takes all your energy sometimes, you know, and you arrive home and you just want to flash. Yes. But, you know, when we sit down here and me and Daniel talking, you know, and yeah, we're laughing. We have, it's so fun, you know. We still got a little bit that energy to use, you know.
Yes. Laughter is the best medicine, people. That's why Chef and I, we are always healthy. Because we laugh a lot.
Yeah, right.
Because of our hectic, busy days, standing in the kitchen, pressure, and a lot more stress, we always laugh, and that's why we're always healthy. And that's the secret, people. We are encouraging you to laugh often, not to be grumpy.
Yes.
So, Chefy, let's look at our merchandise and let's tell to the world. So we have also, I said, Ascent Coffee Mag. And number two, Chefy?
We got accessory pouch.
Oh, yes. Let's see inside what is accessory pouch. What inside is a small accessories that you can bring anywhere. See? It's a small pouch that you can put your, I think, cell phone, rings, keys, and everything. For mother out there, for single woman out there that they have, you know, bling outside, and you can put over here. It's something light, and you can carry everywhere. And wow. Next, Chefy.
Accessory pouch with T-bottom.
Yes. What is all about of these things? Oh, just like the same, but smaller, I think. See, the logo of our podcast is everywhere.
Yeah.
You whether believe it or not, Chef and I did things that outside the box. Right, Chefy? Outside the box. So next, of course, we are working in the kitchen. We have the apron.
Yes.
Oh, why I'm doing the... okay, let's go inside the apron. See? It's our polytwill apron is perfect cooking accessory. Lightweight, stylish, and durable. People, see, please do check our Food 101 merchandise, because there's a lot of things that you want to purchase outside the kitchen, inside your home, or things under the sun is in our merchandise. So I'm gonna shop at all so that we can see, like, this bento lunch box, right, Chefy?
Wow. And yes,
we have canvas lunch bag too.
Nice.
Yes. And for the Mother's Day, I'm preparing for Chefy for Mother's Day gift, so I did this one canvas shopping tote. It's good for a Mother's Day, and of course for kids and for bags, and for sure if you have also accessories for technology, I have a Juba Bluetooth speaker. Oh, wow. Imagine. Of course we have also men's boxer brief, men boxer. Yes. If you are interested, people, of course we have that too. Men's mid-length swim shorts. See, people, I said our merchandise is something under the sun. Things that you need in the kitchen, outside the kitchen, or at home, living room, and a lot more. And more merchandise coming. And again, we are so happy because we fulfill our dreams to have our Food 101 merchandise. And looking forward for our Food 101 culinary course.
It's been
a long time we are talking about culinary course.
Yeah.
But because these merchandise come quick and fast, and I can do it very fast, so Chef and I are so grateful for that.
Nice.
So, Shafi, after our merchandise, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we can talk about a book, that's for sure. You know, I always publicize a book here. Here we go,
Food 101. Yes, Food 101. We have, and Shafi, I forgot to tell you that our journal, and because I'm so busy, oh my goodness, I told you to send the link. Our Food 101 journal, Food 101 notebook, and Food 101 cocktail list, and Food 101, what else in there, are available on Amazon. Wait, Shafi, I'm going to show you. You wait. Oh, my cursor is not working. I'm going to... Our Food 101 journal. Oh, no, wait. Just give me a minute. I'm not prepared. I forgot our Food 101. But, Shafi, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we talk about a little bit of our book and what we can find inside from, all the pasta and well, if you start from the beginning, like I say so many other times, you know, we start with the biggest, you know, the biggest pasta ever. We got lasagna right at the beginning, you know, of this book. You know, we got bolognese sauce right away on the second page, osso buco, all the main traditional recipe. But the good thing is about this book, it can't get boring with this book because it's all mixed. You know, you sometimes you find an appetizer, sometimes you find a dessert. So, you know, turn around and you'll find, oh, I got dessert now. Oh, I got lasagna now. Oh, you know? So it's different because we like to be a little bit different, you know? And but it's a classic. You find a classic recipe. And, you know, we talk about it until now. You got your antipasto, you got your eggplant parmigiana, you got your classic sauce, start from matriciana, you got the gelato. We talked about not too long ago about gelato, actually. We got risotto, organized risotto, Italian cheese, you got all the classic semi-soft cheese, ripened cheese, semi-hard cheese, hard cheese, all the list, all the cheese. So if you want to buy some cheese or you're going to get some idea, well, look on the book, you know, you're going to get so many, many ideas here about the, you know, what kind of cheese we got in Italy or what kind of cheese we can serve, you know, and how hard the cheese, you know, it's very nice. And the same thing for the pasta. When we talk about the pasta, there is all the list of the pasta. So when you go to the store, you say, oh, wow, I want to try to find rotini. Let's see if I can find it. Or cavatappi. Or why don't talk about gemelli, you know, or conchigliette or conchiglie. You know, so you got all the different things on this book and all the explanation. And it's an easy book. That's the most important thing because we don't want a very difficult book. We want something easy. Everybody can follow, you know, and because it's fun, you know. You know, look in the book and start to cook in the kitchen. You know, it's that's the fun part.
Yes, that's the fun part, people. And we are talking about Food 101 notebook. Here we go. We are having our Food 101 recipe notebook. People, if you are interested to buy this one, it's only $6 paperback. And the hardcover is $13. I don't know why it's not yet there. So, and Food 101 gastronomies notebook. So it's only $6, people. Food 101. And where are the others one? Only two is coming out. So those are the new additional for our Food 101 Volume 12 Italian Cuisine plus our Food 101 Recipe Notebook and Food 101 Gastronomies Notebook. It's available on Amazon, people. It's only $6. Canadian. I don't know if it's this Canadian dollar or US dollar. But please do, people, if you are looking for a notebook, here we go. We are promoting it. And just Shafi talking about our Food 101 Volume 12. These volumes composed of 13 volumes, people. Food 101 Volume 1 until 13 are the books that you need how to create a delicious food, available on Amazon. Right, Shafi? What happened to my life? But anyway, let's continue. So, Shafi, can we refresh what we talked about last week about pasta?
Last week we talked about carbonara. What we talked about last week? Amatriciana?
No, we don't talk about yet amatriciana. So can we talk about a little bit about amatriciana, Shafi?
You want to talk about amatriciana? Sure.
Yes. Amatriciana is like carbonara too, right? No.
Yeah, with tomato.
Oh, okay. So tell us how to do it.
Amatriciana classic from Amatrice, you know, it's where where we get the best guanciale, then you know, and it's so simple, you know, it's like an you're making a gricia or a cacio e pepe with the tomato sauce, praticamente.
Mm, yes,
you know, can't say it's carbonara with tomato sauce because the carbonara, you know, it got the egg, so it's not that. Anyway. Practically, you just cut your guanciale, you pan sear the guanciale in the frying pan. After that, you dash with the white wine, and I put a little bit red wine vinegar on it. And if you like, a little bit chili pepper, of course, and fresh prawn tomato in, and let it cook, salt, pepper, you know, wait until the pasta, the bucatini, or I would suggest, well, because I love it, mezze maniche or rigatoni with the amatriciana, because all the sauce goes inside there. You know, it's amazing. And that's it. We boil up the pasta and put in the sauce, mix it up, put a lots of pecorino on it, and that's it. Done deal.
Yes.
Simple like that.
Che buona.
Yes, one of my favorite amatriciana. Yes.
So, Chef, if you compare amatriciana and carbonara, which is more easier to do?
I would say amatriciana, because if you you have to be careful with the carbonara, you don't cook the eggs. Crumbles or that. But you know, it's fun, you know, to try anyway. So there is a different way how to make it, and you know, and you just follow one and keep doing it until, you know, you succeed. That's the thing. That's the trick.
Yes, that's the trick, people. As we said, Chef and I, if you're first timer to Chef and I talking about that, if you're first timer to do something in the kitchen, for sure, you will commit mistake, right? Doing amatriciana for the first time, for sure you get mess, but for the second time, third time, and fourth time, you will be excellent. And we are encouraging you to do that, because the more you commit mistake in the kitchen, the more you become better, perfect.
In absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. So, Shafi, amatriciana and compare it to bolognese.
But bolognese take time to cook slowly. Amatriciana is faster. You know, if you look for something very fast to cook at lunch or dinner, you know, that's the best one. You know, amatriciana. That's the easiest to do. You know,
fast.
It's like you know, if you make you have to do aglio olio peperoncino. You know, that's a fast one too. You know, just garlic, olive oil, chili pepper. You know, a little bit fresh parsley. Then you put your spaghetti in and it's a done deal.
Yes, done deal.
Yeah.
So, Shafi, we forgot to shout out our listeners.
Okay.
Because I did not prepare. Let's prepare our shout out for our... I'm going to use my other ranking, which is... I'm going to use chart table. because I'm not ready for my PADI status. I do search for 3 rating, Shabby chart table, PADI status, and let's say food 101. Let's say where we are good at food 101. You can track this, Shafi. Every time you can track food 101 rating, go to chart table. So I'm going to use now this one because my PADI status is not available right now. Okay. So I'm going to do the share to you. And there we go. So Shafi, where we are.
Okay, so what we have here, we have rank 214, we got Canada Arts, 29, we got Canada Food.
Yes.
And 129, India Food, 160, Hong Kong Food, 218, Finland Food.
And one more, Shafi, usually we have two rating on Chartable.
Okay.
So just put food 101 on the top. And here we go, people. And yes.
So we have Austria is out, but we have the Belgium food 125. Malaysia food 110. Sri Lanka is out, and Apocast Sri Lanka Arts 78. Wow.
Yes, people, before Sri Lanka, we always number one. Thank you, Sri Lanka. For the last month, in PADI status, they are not putting Sri Lanka, but in chart table, you know, Machafi, I observed that every rating company, they have different countries that we are number one. Like Sri Lanka, they never put in PADI status. In chart table, for the last 2 months, we are number one in Sri Lanka. Thank you so much, Sri Lanka, for supporting this podcast. Thank you so much. And Adam, we assure you that Chef Alessandro and I, we are committed to do this every month or every week, as I say. Every week, we're gonna do this every week, people.
Yes,
we are dedicated because, most especially, we are now having our merchandise. Please support our merchandise, people, because our merchandise is something else. This is our Etsy merchandise. Jeff and I are laughing at each other because he said, "Wow, a woman's brief on the front page." So people, we are again encouraging you to visit our official website for our merchandise on Etsy and Shopify, and of course our official website of Food 101, www.food101.ca.
Fantastic.
So Shafi, for the last final word, what is a matriciana in general?
In general, it's the best pasta ever. it's an easy pasta sauce to make. It's between cacio e pepe and gricia. Let's say that.
Yes.
Let's say that.
In Food 101, people, if you are wondering, we talk about chef favorite soup, favorite main course. Favorite appetizer,
dessert.
Yes. So please do listen to our episode, people, and know the secret of Chef Alessandro about food.
Yes, please. Well, we're here to keep you company anyway. So please listen to us.
Yes, we are looking forward for our 2 million downloads because 1 million already achieved. So we are looking forward, not backward, people. 2 million downloads. So, Shafi.
All right, mega people.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.